Recorded Books presents Vampires Never Get Old, Tales with Fresh Bite. Edited by Soraida Cordova and Natalie C. Parker. Narrated by Jonice Abbott Pratt, Frankie Corzo, Almarie Guerra, Sneha Matan, Christopher Salazar, Sean Taylor Corbett, and M.W. Kartosian Wilson. 7 Nights for Dying by Tessa Grattan. Narrated by Frankie Corzo. The Boys from Blood River by Rebecca Roanhorse. Narrated by Sean Taylor Corbett. Senior Year Sucks by Julie Murphy. Narrated by Frankie Corzo. The Boy and the Bell by Heidi Heilig. Narrated by M.W. Kartosian Wilson. A Guidebook for the Newly Sired Daisy Vampire by Samira Ahmed. Narrated by Sneha Matan. In Kind by Kayla Whaley. Narrated by Frankie Corzo. Vampires Never Say Die by Soraida Cordova and Natalie C. Parker. Narrated by Frankie Corzo and Almarie Guerra. Bestiary by Laura Ruby. Narrated by Frankie Corzo. Mirrors, Windows, and Selfies by Mark Oshiro. Narrated by Christopher Salazar. The House of Black Sapphires by Danielle Clayton. Narrated by Jonice Abbott Pratt. First Kill by Victoria V.E. Schwab. Narrated by Jonice Abbott Pratt. To those who are hungry for strange, dark stories. Also to Julie Murphy and Tessa Grattan for indulging us when we said, you know what we miss? Vampires. Introduction. A note from your editrixes. Vampires are creatures of imagination, of myth and moonlight, of terror and adoration. When we sat down to begin work on this anthology, neither of us could recall when we were first introduced to the idea of the vampire. Its presence in our culture is so deeply rooted that uncovering its origins in our own imaginations proved impossible. We could recall the stories we read in school, Bram Stoker's Dracula and John William Polidori's The Vampire, and those we discovered later, Anne Rice's Interview with the Vampire or Stephanie Meyer's Twilight. But which was first? Neither of us could say. Of the vampires in our collective imagination, which is admittedly Western-focused, nearly all resided in stories about power. Despite rampant queer subtext and outstanding non-white examples, like Jewel Gomez's The Gilda stories, the vampires were predominantly men, white, cisgender, straight, and able-bodied, and we were ready for stories that reimagined that default. With the stories in this collection, we want to prove that there is no one way to write the vampire. After all, a being with the power to shapeshift should wear many faces and tell many tales. Here you'll find vampire stories that expand on and reinvent traditional tellings. Following each story, we, your editrixes, offer brief notes on vampire myth and how our authors are reimagining the tropes we all know and love. Our hope is that this collection inspires you to investigate the stories that have already been told, the beautiful collection of myths that exist around the world, and we hope it inspires you to dream up your own monsters, to interpret them through the lens of your own experiences. Vampires may not be real, but the stories make them something we share. They are eternal, reborn, and living in our nightmares for all eternity. Because vampires never get old. We're very happy that you've decided to join us on this journey out of the coffin and into the night. Cheers.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?